Good morning and welcome to Focus. Terry James joined in studio by Visit Merco Executive Director Cassie Henshaw. And we also have Softball League Commissioner Corey Ford. We're talking about the Visit Merco Adult Softball League. Hello, folks.
How's it going?
How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good. I have to find out more about this, not being a big athlete myself. What is the Visit Merco Adult Softball League and how many folks you got involved in all this?
Well, it was an effort that was first launched in 2021 when Visit Merco went live, essentially. And it was something that was requested by a lot of community members and then backed by some community leaders as an option or like something to do on Friday nights, a program to really just build community engagement, a way to bring our culture together, bring, you know, communities together, and then dual serve as a like mini economic development events. So the idea is every community in Mercer County would be able to host a game, and then hopefully after that game or during that game, more community members come and do extra things. And then maybe before the game, you're going to the gas station and grabbing water and spending your money. And then maybe after the games, you're going to the local restaurants or bars or establishments that are there. And it's just little mini chances to just spur the economy in these communities.
Absolutely. And we've got the league commissioner, Corey Ford. Corey, tell me a little bit about yourself. How'd you get involved with this?
Well, about 3 years ago, Cassie contacted me at Visit Merco and asked me to take over as the commissioner. And I've been coaching baseball in the community for about 14 years, so baseball is a passion of mine. I never really dealt with softball too much, but I knew a lot of the people involved in it. So I just got involved then, about 3 years ago, and since then have just had continuity and grew the league a little more and just did what I could to better the situation.
A lot of more. You doubled it. Let's be real.
How many teams are in this league?
I think it started with five, and we're up to nine now. We have each roster has 10 to 15 players on it, I'd say. So there's 150 people any given night. And that's just with players, not counting the people who come to watch us. We actually have a lot of parents that come out to like to watch their adults still play some sports. So that's been wonderful. And yeah.
Ty Taylor, our sports director, said, make sure you give a shout out to the Viola Tropics and that he is the league MVP. So even our own Ty Taylor is a part of this league.
Yeah. WRMJ's very own Ty Taylor comes out and hits dingers on Friday nights. And he also steps in and umpires for me every now and then.
Very good. Now, so the Alito team, everything's going well. Cassie, you said you've had to even turn some people away because there's been so much interest.
Yeah, Corey and I actually were just talking today about how excited we are for all of the different activities and things going on in addition to the games, and how this was the first time we've had to turn a team down just for capacity reasons and not being able to make it work, you know, for the number of games, the length of the league that seems to be working. So we've just been chatting a little bit about, okay, how do we now scale? How can we grow this, you know, and make it next year so that we don't ever have to do that? We don't have any answers yet, but we're thinking. So,
yeah, Corey, what's coming up next for this league? It sounds like it's popular.
Yeah, we're looking to maybe do a fall league and have like every other weekend tournaments or something like that, perhaps. And then maybe some of the summer teams would be tired from doing that, and we could grow some more teams from other communities. Because, like you said, we had to turn somebody down, unfortunately, this year, which I didn't want to do, but it was just too many games. And then if not, then we split it into two venues, which then kind of takes away from the experience, because then you got half the fans at each place. You have to pay double the umpires, fine, double the umpires. Yeah. And stuff like that. So, but we do other things, like we have home run derby. That's really fun.
What about this weekend? I hear it's a big weekend this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend we're in New Windsor tomorrow night. New Windsor, they always show out big for us.
Well, it's at Rodeo Park. Come on.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they come. And usually last year the fire department came and did pork chops. I think they're doing that again this year. And then also the Depot, I believe, will be there to serve adult beverages as well, if you're into that sort of thing.
We love the Depot. Yes, very good. Cassie, anything you want to add? This sounds like a great time this weekend. Come out to New Windsor. Next weekend, Keithsburg.
I just want to add how fun it's been to watch something start from scratch. I know that there's been other opportunities and leagues in the county and other communities before. And so it's interesting how something as, I don't want to say small, but like simple as baseball is bringing communities together, and it's just bringing a bunch of people together at one time. And I think that's really neat. And it's been such a learning opportunity for me as well, because I don't know how to run leagues, I was not really a baseball player or anything. And so it's also been really cool to lean on people like Corey, people like Chad Weeks, who I've really just been able to pull in and say, hey, you guys are really good at this. How do we do this? And just the buy-in has been really cool. And we promise that we're going to keep this league going so much as it keeps growing, and we'll figure out a way to, I don't know, make sure nobody gets turned away again.
Corey, when do the baseball cards come out so we can get autographs at the games from the local players?
I don't know. Maybe that's something we should look into. Like they used to do the cop cards back in the day. Maybe we could do some local athlete cards.
That would be cool.
I want to get my Ty Taylor card signed. Yeah. Okay. All right. Cassie, if people have more interest in the Visit Mirco Adult Softball League, where do they go?
Yeah, I would say Corey is definitely your best bet. If you're looking for any kind of team management, things like that, and as always, you can call Visit Mirco for questions about anything that we have going on.
All right, guys, this has been fun. Don't let me play, but bring on the pork chops, okay?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, from the Visit Mirco Adult Softball League, Executive Director of Visit Mirco, Cassie Henshaw, Softball League Commissioner Corey Ford. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
And this has been Focus.